a question to do with shatnas, and that is if a person's going to buy clothing and they've got a concern that maybe it's got shatnas in, are they allowed to try it on in the shop to make sure that it fits them or looks good on them before purchasing it and then sending it off to the shatnas laboratory? And this question really divides into two parts. One is the case where it's definitely shatnas. So perhaps a person's buying something which is very high-end, perhaps a wedding, a jacket or a dress, an outfit for a wedding, something like that. And they know that the shoulder pads have got shatnas in. The person in the shop tells them that, yes, it's a wool dress with linen stiffeners somewhere. So they know it's a problem with shatnas. Are they allowed to try it on? And the other question is, what if it's only a Suffolk? The label says that it's wool and that the lining or whatever is made out of other material. So you've got a Suffolk, it might have shatnas in. Are you allowed to wear it where you would try it on and wear it? So there's a Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim, Perek Tet Halacha, a Mishnah Hay, which says that Mochrei Kasut Mochrim Kedar Kam, Uvivad Shelo Yichavnu B'chama B'pnei HaChama V'Gshamim B'pnei HaGshamim. That people who are selling clothing, they're allowed to wear the clothing, to transport it or to show to people, or sometimes for tax reasons. We won't deal with that just now. Provided that they don't have kavanah in the summer that it should protect them from the sun, or in the winter that it should protect them from the rain. But there's a machloket in the Rishonim exactly how to understand this. According to the Rash in his Perush LaMishnah, and also according to Rashi in Masechet Shabbat Daf Kaftet Amud Bet, when it says that they're allowed to wear it, it means that, yeah, they're really allowed to wear it, because the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, davar she'imit kavei mutar, that something which is unintentional is permissible. And here you're not intending to get any benefit from the garment, you're simply intending to wear it so as to show people what it looks like. And therefore, even though it's got kilayim in it, it's permitted to wear it. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchot Kilayim, Halacha Tetzayim, he says that where it says Mochrim Kedar Kam, it doesn't mean to say that they can actually wear it. It means they can swing it over their shoulder or cast it over, hang it over their forearm or something like that, because they're not really wearing it, and as long as they haven't got the intention that it's going to be protecting them, so then it's going to be permissible. But if they were actually wearing it, then that's what the issue of shatnas is, and it would be a problem. That's also what the Ritva holds, because you can't say that it's anything other than a psik resha if you're actually wearing the garment itself. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradeh Simon Shin Aleph Seif Vav, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, who says that Mochrei Kasut can't actually wear the garments, whereas the Rama paskins like Rashi and says that they can actually wear them. So it would therefore seem that Svardim, it would be prohibited for them to try on a garment that they know definitely has shatnas in it, whereas according to Ashkenazim, it's permitted. However, the Chochmat Adam in Klal Kuf Vav Se'if Kaf, he makes a difference between Mochrei Kasut, people who are selling clothes, who are allowed to, according to Ashkenazim, allowed to wear them to show people what they look like, and people who are buying the clothes, where he says that they're not allowed to, because they're really intending to wear it. I'm wearing it to see if it fits me, but I'm, you know, actually wearing it. So the Chochmat Adam says that it's prohibited to try it on if you're going to be buying it. But not everybody accepts this Chochmat Adam. The Mincha Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet Simon Tet Vav, he paskins against the Chochmat Adam, essentially making a chiluk between, or saying that Chochmat Adam is looking at, assumes that the essential prohibition is one of wearing shatnas, and in this case you're wearing shatnas, whereas Mincha Yitzchak thinks that the ikar is the hana'ah, are you getting any benefit from it? And in this case you're not getting any benefit from it. And essentially, Ralph Bosch, Sternbach in Schubert von Hakolp, Kehler, Kallerstein, Tofferation, and Zahner design makes the same market. Look, he says that if you can avoid it, then you definitely should. But if you can't avoid it, then you can rely on those who pass and not like the Chochmat Adam. What about a case where there's a Safek? So, obviously, according to Ashkenazim, if it's permissible, even where it's got Vadai Shatnas in it, it'll be permissible where there's a Safek. What about for Sfardim, where you're buying something in the shop, buying a suit in Marks and Spencer's, and you don't know whether it's got Shatnas in or not? So, Rav Avadia, you're safe in Yechavetat Chilek Zayin, Simon Kufsam Tet. He paskens leniently for two reasons. Number one, he says that we pass in like the Taz in Aruch Chaim Simon Shintek Zayin Sikatan Gimel, who says that Safek Psik Reisha is permissible, and here it's Safek whether you're actually getting an Issa of wearing Shatnas or not. And second of all, he says we can apply a Sfek Sfeika here. Perhaps there's no Shatnas in this item anyhow. And even if there is Shatnas, perhaps Allah has like Rashi and the associated Rishonim, that you're allowed to try on such garments. So therefore, Rav Avadia Yosef says even Sfardim, that's going to be permissible. Should be flagged up, though, that even for Ashkenazim, once you've bought it and you know it fits you, then you're not allowed to try it on again. So you can't bring it home and you want to show, oh, look at this lovely new jacket I got for the wedding. You know, you want to show it to all your family. That wouldn't be permissible. Perhaps if you want to show it to your wife to see if she likes it, otherwise you're going to return it, so that would be permissible. But just as you're pleased with what you've bought, you want to share it with them already, that you couldn't do. Ad kan.